What's up, party people? We have talked about it. We have teased about it. We've teased more on every type of social angle. And it's here coming at you live. I am with JQ with HPG, who is Director of Sales Development and Training at HPG Brands. Thank you for being here. I am Johanna Gottlieb. You can call me Joe. I am the Director of Business Development at Genumark, and we're here to talk about prospecting, so many fun tips, just really hoping to get people energized and thinking about things a little differently and thinking about ways for you to grow your books of business, whether you're a distributor, a supplier, or a service provider, or if you're not in this industry and you jumbled onto this, you're
legit. Like,
prospecting tips. So going to get started here. Thank you all for coming and joining us. And really want to talk like a little bit about what today is going to be about. And the topic today is ghosting and its aftermath, the silent treatment in prospecting, why it happens and how to break the cycle. And that topic is honestly the way we got started on this series. So fun fact, we all know JQ is so great at posting content around business development. You're not following her on all the socials, definitely LinkedIn and Instagram. You can't miss her on.
Thanks, Joe.
So I don't know, about a month ago, maybe randomly, I remember it was like a Sunday morning. She posted something about
right after PPAI, the Sunday after PPAI. Yeah,
that sounds about right. So Sunday after PPAI, I'm in my kitchen. She posts something quick about prospecting and ghosting. And in my head, I immediately disagreed with her. And I thought, this is kind of funny that, you know, I'm wondering where she's coming from. I really don't agree with her. So I asked a friend for her number, shot her a text, and within 2 seconds she responded. And I was like, let's talk. This could be so fun to think about what we agree on, what we disagree on. Because if you're in this industry, you probably know by now that JQ and I have a lot in common. And those things are talking about prospecting, doing the prospecting, being bold and badass, loving on our daughters, and thinking about strength and mobility. So we're not going to talk about exercising kids today, but I thought it might be fun to start this series where we talk a lot about what we agree on prospecting, but also like different perspectives and points of view that can help you, the person listening. So we're going to jump in right now. Jenna, what made you post like something about ghosting prospecting? Like,
I was on fire. I was feeling it. Like, and I rarely will post on a weekend unless something is like irked me, right? And typically all of my content will come out of a now experience that has inspired me to put something out there. So we had just been in PPAI and I had been working on a project with a customer for months. We had bent over backwards. We had generated the idea. It was just this white glove service that we were sort of walking this path. And I had found out on accident, not directly from my partner, that we had lost the opportunity. And the opportunity had gone to a competitor. And there was no communication, even though we had actively, hey, is this, what's the next step? What's the next step? What do we need to do? What are you doing? What stage are you in? I always ask my customer, what stage are you in right now with your customer? Because I'm a supplier, right? I have to ask you that. Where are you at with your customer right now? I'm vetting that out to make sure it's realistic for me and that it's worth my time. So I was doing that, no response, ghosted, kind of weird, right? So then when I found out, I thought, man, that doesn't look good. That wasn't a good look because my team, even though I know this individual and we've worked together for 13 years, my new team is not going to take this individual serious next time. The fire drills are not going to be taken as seriously, even though I might have to say, guys, this is real. Trust me. I know it's real. So he put me in a situation where now, you know, the ghosting just was the trickle that broke the foundation of trust a little bit with my new team, right? It was as an investment we made as an organization to get behind it. And it was just like no way to track that for us because there was no communication. So I felt compelled to put out there, if you are working with a partner and doesn't matter if it's good or bad, if they're not going to get the order, don't choose to avoid conflict. Don't choose that. Choose to go back to your partner and say, hey, bro, I think I have to go a different direction. Here's why. I'm coming to you on the next one. you're my guy or girl, but like, I have to go this direction. It's a business. Just be transparent. That's where I'm getting all heated now. Sorry. That's where it was coming from. Right. So now I think to myself, man, how do I reengage this individual knowing my team and my leadership may not feel the same way I do going forward because of you get it. Let me get some water.
All right. She's fired up. She's going to take a sip. A sip. All right. Like I would tell my kid, 3 deep breaths. Let's get this box breathing in. 3 deep breaths. All right. She's fired up. So I read this and in my head perspective is, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact quote, but in my head, I'm thinking prospect goes to you. Hell yeah, you still keep working for it. I mean, for me, I'm in it, right? After 18 years of leaving my book of business, I'm rebuilding from zero. You heard me right, everyone. I am 18 years in building back from zero. I'm having a lot of fun with it and prospecting and in it every day. And I want to work for the prospects. They're ghosting me. For me, I'm still going at it. I'm hitting it. I'm going. I know that it can take a prospect months to years for a response. So in my head, when I read her message, I'm thinking, agree to disagree. So I wrote that to her, agree to disagree. I think you need to go harder at that moment. But the context here is JQ and her team had already done the work. There was already an established relationship. There was a lot of grinding up until that moment. And so the key here is, you know, be cool, man. If you're quoting a project with a trusted supplier that you can see is going above and beyond for you, let them know the project isn't going to pan out. And for whatever reason, again, be transparent. So I do going to switch my minds, agree that ghosting in that scenario is not cool. Ghosting in prospecting and business development is something that's going to happen, should happen, different. Which make you want to work harder and smarter.
Joe, first of all, yes, this story that I just told you about me is proof that I prospect on my existing most active and loyal business. The relationship was there. So yeah, when I posted that, of course, it could have been perceived how you perceived it, which I agree with you on your perception, right? And I think there's 3 reasons why people ghost in general. Number one, lack of interest in general. So I will ignore people that prospect on me. If I read a message and go, you haven't done your homework. Why would you prospect on me and waste my time? Delete. I don't even waste my time, right? I do ghost. Avoidance of conflict. People want to avoid conflict, but also just busy schedule, right? We get busy. We don't have time, which might go back to lack of interest. So I would say ghosting is going to happen. It's okay. Don't waste my time. You're probably not going to get an answer if you prospect on me and I'm not a good fit. Or I might bite back. I do that sometimes too.
I bite back. I know where we're supposed to go there, but I try to bite back. Often I can provide a tip, but I'm also equally impressed on what you just said. When you have a prospect that's ghosting you or vice versa, if that prospect does do the work, I'm impressed and I'm probably going to comment on how that was impressive. It's not just like you listen to my podcast, you heard about the fact that I worked Jenny Mark after 18 years somewhere else. Anyone that's doing the work in my head deserves some sort of response.
Yes. Yes. I compliment folks. I mean, I was foam rolling in the airport flying home from an event last week. I was listening to this kick-ass salesperson prospect. Her message was direct, effective, transparent, clear. Oh, under 45 seconds. She was just targeting the wrong audience. So she was wasting her time. I said, let's just shift you this way, right? Listen, boom. I was like, man, it was amazing. I was so proud of her. But, you know, she was getting blown off and I could see she was so discouraged. It was one quick fix, Joe. Target the right audience. Don't waste your time. That goes for anyone in sales.
Yeah, great call. And again, if you're not following JQ on socials, she actually shared this story about her phone rolling in the airport and watching someone that was pitching, and she posted a quick video.
So awesome.
LinkedIn and all her socials. Check that stuff out. These are just like little nuggets of information that might motivate you, inspire you, scare you, but most importantly, make you feel like there's a call to action for yourself in your own life. So please go ahead and follow her on all the socials. All right, I want to get back to ghosting. So I know for me, when I'm doing some training and helping people with accountability and thinking about business development, probably the number one question I get is, at what point do I stop going after this contact because they won't respond? They're ghosting me. I know it's the right person. And you might not like this answer, JQ. You can tell me if you disagree. My answer is never. I constantly feel like if I have the right person and if they've maybe responded once saying we're not interested, or twice saying we have a different vendor, or never, in my head, all I can see is that Dumb and Dumber moment with Jim Carrey that is like, so you're saying there's a chance. Because yeah. If you know there's a buyer, really, unfortunately, you have to wait for their worst day. You have to wait for that person to remember you on their worst day. On the moment, in the moment when that person that they trust that's on contract could not deliver the t-shirts, they're probably going to remember the person that was calling, sending in their inbox. So this doesn't feel great to say, but I would say never stop prospecting. Yeah. If you have the right person, don't worry about getting ghosted. In fact, take the word out of your head and think about waiting for that person's really, I'll say, vulnerable moment. That sounds better, right? That person, that moment when they're vulnerable, saying, I need to take a chance. I want to try something new, sort of forge a new relationship with someone else. Agree? Disagree, Jenna?
Okay. So agree 100%. I almost just said the F word, but I'm not going to. I agree with you. But however, if a salesperson has thoroughly vetted out and confirmed, this is a good target, this is a good fit, this is going to help me hit my goal, this is worth my company's resources and my time, this is a good fit, fucking never give up, bro. Go chase that client. Okay. Now, if you're just on LinkedIn cold calling day and night and you're not getting responses, totally different story. I would say if you're not getting a response after the first or second attempt, move on. It's not working. They're not interested. So I agree with you. I just wanted to set clear boundaries. If you're a sales rep and you have verified this end user is a right fit for you, they are worth your time, your company's resources, your leadership's guidance. If they're worth everything you have and they're going to get you to your goal and be a good partner to grow with, and you know it deep down, fucking never give up, bro. Go get it, right? It took me, when I started at DSG International, in October, I started cold calling on Valvoline. Valvoline and Ford and Chevy were my first three because those are three brands I grew up with. I love automotive. I love it. Valvoline, I really wanted bad. I wanted that patchwork. I wanted to put patches on shit. I finally got a response in February, and I did not stop until I got it from the chief marketing officer, this guy, Craig. I didn't stop. I knew they were a good fit for me, Joe, but I got rejection after rejection after rejection. I did not stop. And I got ghosted a lot. So I agree with you completely.
Awesome.
And
I think something really important to hear now, as well as if you're trying to grow or expand that book of business, is this feels like we're talking about brand new cold, right? So I would qualify inbound leads or leads that don't exist as cold, warm, and then something that you can have an opportunity to grow. Do not get overwhelmed right now when we're saying you're going to get ghosted, you're going to get ghosted, you're going to get ghosted. Think about this. Think about those accounts that are dormant. We all know during the pandemic, buyers changed. You've seen it in your news feeds. Tons of companies are unfortunately doing layoffs. And just like in our industry, lots of people are moving around, which includes your buyers. So there's been a major shift during pandemic on the buyers and decision makers of your companies. Now, you might have a great client called XYZ. And that client, you're just like, oh, they haven't spent with me in so long. It's fine. I have other people in the pipeline. I'm so busy, from what I hear all the time from reps. I'm so busy. I don't need XYZ because ABC is growing so much. Hell no. Go back to XYZ that's been ghosting you, because you've also been ghosting them. And this is a moment in prospecting where I like to say, romance your client. If you're not always romancing your client, someone is going to swoop in and do that. So if your client, you feel like an old client is ghosting you, you're probably ghosting them a little bit too. Where is the love? You got to spread that love. You want to go up to that new business. You want to get it. You want to bring in the new accounts, be the person that won the most business. Hooray for you. But don't forget about that low hanging fruit of XYZ that you're already approved in with. You're already in the buying and admin system. Go after the low hanging fruit. Stop ghosting your current clients. Just because they're giving you orders or not giving you orders doesn't mean you can't go back in and grow and explode that account. JQ's about to explode. Go. You tell me what you got to say.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, Joe, I wish we were like in person together. I'd like tackle hug you right now. Say it louder for the people in the back. It's so true. the crossover with relationships, personal relationships, dating and business are the same, right? You have to look for similar dynamics with a partner. That's sales. That's how you grow. You have to look for similar dynamics. You have to look for the same level with a customer. Joe, you and I have this. You're my customer now, right? The same level of emotional investment. You and I are going to be emotionally invested in your end user at the same fucking level. I guarantee it, bro. I guarantee that's how I work. Also, you have to have that compatibility. You have to. It's dating. It's us, right? In both scenarios. So to your point, I'm just piggybacking on what you said. The similarity between both is the same, right? It's like, it's wild.
Yeah. So again, if you're listening to this, if you're a supplier, distributor, or a service provider, I want to challenge you today to think about client XYZ, the client that hasn't purchased in a while, the client who had a whole new level of buyers come in, that client that places repeats with you consistently, but isn't doing anything like sexy and cool. Go dazzle, razzle, romance those clients and build that account back up. Right there, increase revenue 10, 20% in your own book of business. 100% easy, easy. All right.
Agreed. Oof. I'm like all worked up now. I'm like really fired up.
I know. I like to think in this moment, I'm going to ask the listener, in this moment, I ask this every time I talk to someone about prospecting. Are you overwhelmed or are you excited or are you a little bit a combination of both? And I'm hoping the answer is C and it motivates you a little bit because again, we're not going to tell you to go call the CEO of American Express today. We're just simply offering tips and tricks, things that have worked for us in the past that definitely could work for you. All right, JQ, what else you got beyond ghosting? Anything else specific?
No, and I kind of want to like, this is the last thing I'll say is like sales reps ways to protect yourself from ghosting. And if you're dating also same, same. Please qualify your leads thoroughly. Please qualify your leads. Please qualify what is on your plate, what you think is there. Don't daydream. That's how you protect yourself from ghosting. Qualify what is on your plate. Qualify what is what there. Okay, there's that. Set clear expectations. If you're prospecting on someone, it's totally okay to say, I've had a passion for your brand since I was a kid. I would love the opportunity to earn time with your team to learn more about your brand and share how I can bring value to Valvoline. Whoa, you will get an answer. I guarantee you. Don't lead with product. Don't lead with your company. Tell them why you're there, even in dating, right? Hey, I think you're great. I would love to have a second conversation with you. Let's go to dinner. Be transparent. Anyways, and also maintain that regular follow-up as much as you can. To Joe's point, it's okay. You're going to get no's. You're going to get ghosted. Stay resilient. That's part of sales. That's sales, okay? Just keep pushing. If you know it's the right fit and you have taken the time to vet it out, keep pushing.
Love that. Obviously, I'm going to say the same thing. Keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. I will share that I was prospecting someone, got through round two of meetings with the right people. They let me know they were really interested. They loved the energy. They loved the Genumark B Corp story, which is my angle, my pitch, my value proposition, because I want to align with companies that think like us. And I got an email late last week on Thursday saying, we're so sorry. It turns out we're on contract with quite a few vendors. We'll keep your name in file. We're interested, but we can't work with you now. 2 days later on a Saturday, I received an email from one of those buyers saying, I have a project. I'm so excited. I want to sneak you in and get you in. I can't stop thinking about how we could be a good fit. And those are those magic moments that you're like, this is why I love doing what I'm doing. I mean, it's a Saturday. I've received this email from a buyer at 12:30. You think I got upset about an email on the weekend? Opposite. I was pumped up. I was jazzed. I couldn't wait to get to my desk Monday morning to crush a response for her and start working on a presentation. So think about these moments where you're going to share your value proposition. You're going to go after people that are right and aligned for you. And you really are going to charge ahead and not give up. And you're going to romance them and your current clients. And so again, I want to remind everyone today, in closing, I'd like you to think about the XYZ that you ghosted and that is ghosting you that you could try harder for, easy, low-hanging fruit. And especially distributors right here, I really want you to take a moment to think about the last 2 months of work. We're in you know, we're almost in spring of this year. It's no longer beginning of the year. There have been many supplier partners like JQ at HPG Brands that hustled on a project for you that maybe you didn't win and maybe they didn't win. I want you to take your tail, put it between your legs, and go back to them and tell them, you know what? I never got back to you. You worked really hard, didn't get the project. Next one, I'm coming for you. It's never too late to unghost, right? Unghost someone today. Yes. Tell them why it didn't work. Follow through. Because guess what? I bet you if JQ gets an email like that, she's going to be like, no worries. Let's do a spec for your next one. I got your back.
I'm going to reengage you within 7 days.
Exactly. So think about who you can unghost today and think about your XYZ. JQ and I will be back at you in 1 month with another topic of goodness. We are really excited, but we're also not going anywhere. So if you need JQ, you can grab Jenna on LinkedIn, also Instagram, and Johanna Gottlieb on LinkedIn is best way to get me. Here to answer questions, here to hold you accountable, but really most importantly, here to raise the level of the industry of greatness that you can achieve. So hope to hear from you, connect with us, and holler.
That was so awesome. Love it. That was a blast.